Where's the notes? There's the notes. Okay, we can start now. Are you ready? Check. 1, 2, 1, 2. It's incredibly quiet.
It's always incredibly quiet.
Yeah, but usually I'm quite louder than this.
Yeah, but I can turn up the decibels later on.
Alright, that's cool. Alright.
You've clicked record, haven't you? And you're just doing secret behind-the-scenes-y stuff, aren't you?
Yeah.
Ah, terrible person.
Ruined. Stop typing.
Just because you're...
Start talking.
I'm working on stuff.
Jesus, put the coat hanger down. And,
I'm working on things, but I can multi-podcast.
Because you're a woman. Yeah. Make me a sandwich.
No.
Movies.
I'm working on things to do with stuff that we need to do. Isn't that right, Mr.
Oh, look, there's a beer. Moving swiftly on. Episode number 97.
This is about... We're currently about around 25.
Ish.
From the mind. I'm not too sure. We've been doing this for about 6 months, with a month or so off. So we are around 25.
Wonderful. Wonderful stuff. Alright.
Yeah, I do apologise that this podcast episode is absolutely awful because Choir's taken the helm today.
Yeah.
Isn't that right, Choir?
Yeah. So, yeah, do one.
I'm sitting working on things that he
all
can't bother to do.
So all is yours. Can do one.
Go on, him.
Alright.
Take it away, Choir.
News.
Ruin my show.
News. It's not your show, please. Without me, you'd have nothing. It'd just be a small, fat child talking bollocks. Instead, it's two small, fat children talking funnels, but one of them's funny. So it's alright.
Hey, that's how it works. I'm the straight man. Funny man, that's how I rolled. In real life, I'm funnier, I swear to God.
That's a lie. It's a complete lie. It's a complete ball hockey. But yeah, news. What news have you got, Hobbs?
Ghostbusters. PS3 exclusive.
That is news. I don't care.
I like Ghostbusters.
I don't care.
The films are awesome.
I don't care for the films or their games.
You don't care for anything.
I don't care for Bill Murray.
How dare you
quite
say you
quite
don't
easily
care for
hit
Bill
him
Murray.
With a car. Wouldn't bother me.
You are a bad person.
I do like Dan Aykroyd, though.
But, I mean, Groundhog Day.
Don't care.
You fucking suck. The partnership's over.
Alright, breaking news twice there.
Breaking news twice.
What else we got?
Apart from the awesome, another exclusive PS3, what else have you got?
Lots of stuff. There's been some movie news. Some movie news.
Actually doing other news apart from game news.
Yeah, movie
Jesus
news.
Jesus Christ. What is it?
You haven't seen Wolverine yet, have you?
No.
When you do, make sure you stay after the credits. Because there's...
Oh, spoiler alert.
Why?
Spoiler.
Spoiler brackets, fucking do one.
Spoiler alert, come on.
Yeah, make sure you stay after the credits because there's two extra scenes that you might see. One of them...
You might see.
Well, you either see one or the other. There's two scenes.
And you only see one scene or the other scene?
Yeah.
Okay.
And one of them is Wolverine in a bar in Japan.
Yeah.
Which is setting up for Wolverine 2, which has just been greenlit.
Yeah.
And the other one is a Deadpool cutting his mouth open and going, shh.
What's dead? Who's Deadpool?
You'll learn out in the film. You'll watch the film. But yeah, and that's to show the Deadpool spin-off, which has just been announced.
I have no idea. Deadpool's Deadpool.
He's cool. Well, he wasn't calling Wolverine, but they're going to make him proper in the film, in his own film.
So you're just going to make stupid amounts of spin-offs?
Yeah, but Deadpool should be good.
So you got X-Men 1, 2 and 3?
Yeah.
Right, which is about the X-Men as a whole, correct?
Yeah.
I haven't seen any of them. You got X-Men Oranges, Wolverine. Oranges.
I always say X-Men Oranges, like
X-Men
Clementine.
Oranges,
Clementine.
Oranges, Wolverine, Clementine. Wolverine, and then they're making a spin-off of a spin-off.
Yeah.
So, Oranges, Clementine, is a spin-off, correct?
Yeah.
They're making a sequel to the spin-off, which is Wolverine 2.
Yeah.
And they're making a spin-off to the spin-off, which is Deadpool.
Yeah.
And they're not going to make, like, X-Men Oranges Storm.
No, because she's a rubbish character.
Or Xavier.
No, he's rubbish.
Or Cyclops, or Gambit,
no.
Or...
No. Well, they're doing X-Men First Class as well, which is about
the original
team before the little kids got involved.
It's getting too many.
No, Wolverine was a good film.
They're already money hats. They're people like money.
People like X-Men. I like X-Men. Although,
I haven't seen any.
Deadpool was butchered in the Wolverine film. Completely butchered.
I've no idea who
the Deadpool
is.
You'll see in his spin-off will be a much better Deadpool than the one you see in the Wolverine film. I'll put that to you right now.
Why don't they show you both?
Because then it makes you want to see the film again. I don't know. It's what they do, don't they? Like, alright, we'll put this one with this release and we'll send that over here. We'll put this one with this release and send it over here. And become the talk of the internet town for like a week.
No, fair enough.
What else we got? Wank 2. You want to talk about Wank 2?
Crank's awesome.
No, it's not.
I haven't seen the first one. But after the last show we did, which was 2 weeks ago, I went and saw Crank 2 at the cinema. And it is the most hilarious thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Did you get your money back?
No, it's so funny. I was on the floor in Cineworld in Cambridge, on the floor, rolling around, going, when Jason Statham goes, he's trying to catch a Chinese bloke. It's like one of the main bad guys is Chinese. He catches him, finally, after about, say, 50, 60 minutes of the film, and goes, did I drop some change? Because I thought I just heard a chink. I was on the floor, rolling around.
That's so racist.
I know. He fucks Amy Smart.
Who?
Amy Smart, Road Trip. And numerous other films. He fucks her in the middle of a horse race. On the track.
Why?
To keep his heart going.
Why didn't he just ride a horse?
Otherwise he wouldn't make a very
good
film.
Some might say he did, but still.
It wouldn't make a very good film, would it? It's all about him having to keep his self electrically charged because he's had a replacement heart, which the battery pack has died on. So he starts shocking himself, tasering himself, even making, like, rubbing somebody to get a little static charge. Helps him keep his heart going. So he starts rubbing up this old lady. And then goes and fucks Amy Smart in the first time we fucked over a post box. And now he's doing another racetrack.
This film sounds terrible.
It's fucking hell. It's just my pointless, mindless action. The opening sequence is like a video game. So you'd like it. It's all 8-bit graphics and stuff.
But it's got Jason Statham in it.
I know, Jason Statham's a fucking awful actor. But still, it's fucking hilarious. The very last scene, the big climactic shootout. And something blows up, and Jason's... No, he has to... Everyone's fighting, all of his mates, all of the bad guys are all fighting. And he's slowly dying because of the electricity thing. So he climbs on top of this pylon, electrical pylon, grabs the pylon, gets electrocuted, falls back down to Earth, and then gets set... But then he's on fire, and he's walking around on fire. Punches this guy, the bad guy, who then sets on fire, and then dies. And then finds this Chinese girl, because he's such a daze, there's this really annoying Chinese girl through the whole film that wants to fuck him. He finds her, daydreams that it's Amy Smart, his girlfriend, starts singing, like, some really bad love song, like, can't live if living without you, or whatever the fuck it is. And then kisses his... While he's on fire, kisses the annoying Chinese girl, who then runs away on fire. And the last scene in the film before the credits is him on fire, going, rah, with his hands in the air. It's actually fucking ridiculous. But it's amazing.
If they make a Crank 3, I'm going to kill someone.
They'll make a Crank 3. The ending of each of the Crank films is he gets in a really bad way, has an operation, and then you just see him open his eyes, or blink, or something. Like the first one, he falls from a helicopter, lands on a car... Bounces off the car, lands before you see him go and like open his eyes and chat him again. And then this one, he gets his proper heart put back in and then just blinks. They'll make loads of them because they're easy to churn out because they're just shit films. But it's just so funny, just mindless. It's worth it.
Did Gary put you up to it? I bet it was Gary.
I put it up to it, actually. I went, it was me and Grimes, and I went, let's go, let's watch it. And he was like, yeah, boy. And it was good. I enjoyed that.
No.
Good. It's good, I like it. Go on, carry on.
Alright.
You're in charge.
Alright. Keep talking while I go to sleep.
Now you're in charge. I'm just one
second. I'm in charge. Therefore, you have to do what I say. Oh no, I broke the microphone. It's all good.
Oh, come on. What's next on the list?
Arkham Asylum has been delayed, much to my dismay.
Oh no.
The speaker fell off. It's all good.
Bastard. I know, I was quite looking forward to that. It was supposed to come out in June.
Yeah, it was going to be my game of June, apart from Star Ocean.
It was going to be the game I was going to buy in June. I worked out, I bought Infamous on May 26th, and I'll have two, maybe 3 weeks to play it.
No, you'll have much longer.
For Batman Asylum, and now it's probably going to come out late summer, so...
Autumn.
My birthday!
You don't have a birthday. When is your birthday?
August the 6th.
We're going outside for it. How old will you be?
24 and a half.
Jesus, I'm so young. You'll finally be able to afford that Thai hooker that you've always wanted.
That's my birthday present to you.
Alright. You know, I'll be Grimes in it. Pointy eye.
Grimes in a podgy suit, wouldn't it? Or Gary in a bikini.
Gary's always
in
a bikini.
No one will see Gary in a bikini. My phone's ringing.
Yeah, your phone's ringing.
Oh well.
Carry on. I ran in Stranglehold. We went in Stranglehold last week.
We did.
I played the first level and cried and took it back.
It's not good, is it? I played the demo and it's just like... It's like poor man... It reminded me of poor man's Max Payne.
Yeah.
And I think Max Payne's a poor man's game anyway.
What are you on about? Max Payne's the tits.
We've had this discussion already, so we
Max Payne's the tits!
Just... Yeah. I made this like discussion like 2 weeks ago. I don't like Max, but I don't never like the Max Payne games.
They're awesome.
It's just Stranglehold is just like it's just bullet time, but all the time. Bullet time, all the time.
With Nestle.
With Nestle. You're one of those moods again today, aren't you?
I haven't had any sleep for the past couple of days.
I've been on night shifts all weekend. Days. Yeah. No, it's, well, I told you it was rubbish when we were in Blockbusters, but...
Yeah.
Listen to me, because I don't know nothing about video
games.
Yeah,
well, guess what I rented this week? Marvel Ultimate Alliance. Which is awesome. You should come play that.
You do.
You can be Spider-Man.
I just bought FIFA 09.
You can be Spider-Man.
I just bought FIFA 09.
Spider-Man!
Nah. Right, I can be Wayne Rooney, fuck you.
So what? You can be the Hulk, essentially.
Shrek.
Still being green.
Peter Crouch is like Spider-Man. Dangly little arms. And
he's like a fucking tree.
He is like a fucking tree.
FIFA's shit, anyway.
I like it. It's good fun. It's only cost me £8 because I traded in Bioshock. We're not getting into how shit I think Bioshock is. As a game. As a story, didn't get me involved in wanting to play through the shitty gameplay. Plasmids are fun. Weapons run out. Bullets. Two rare bullets. For a shooting game. Which is what it is. It's not an action adventure. It's not a magic game with the plasmids and shit. It's a shooting game. Not enough bullets. Not enough health. To be respawned every single fucking 5 minutes to go back to the same level you finished. Too dark. Too annoying. Don't like it.
He's wrong and silly.
Why is it good? Quite. Keep me under control. I'm doing what you today. I'm doing you.
Yeah, fucking asshole. Laying on the bed, doing shit all.
Hey, I'm working on the new project.
More news. I got the Wolverine game on Friday before night shifts. Finished it on the Sunday morning. 780 points. It's a good blast of a game. Running around in the classic yellow and blue costume as Wolverine is always fun. Yeah. Tearing people's heads off. But yeah, wait till it goes down to like a tenner, then buy it.
Well, I download the demo as we speak. It is being downloaded onto my PS3.
Or just do what I did and be very naughty and buy the game, finish it, and take it back, get a full refund.
Can't afford that. I've got too many debts. I'm in too much debt.
Where's my money, man?
Because I spent too much money at the races on Sunday.
How much did you lose? How much did you lose?
£30. Not that much, compared to my friends who lost £200 between them.
Who was that? Who was it?
Chopper, who was on the award show.
Yeah.
Spent £90 on bets.
Lost
and them. Someone else who I work with spent £110. Yeah.
Chopper even afford to do that?
No. That's the thing. Could I ask why I only spent 30 quid?
Did you bet both ways?
I did bet both ways. My highest win, get this. If anybody knows about betting, it was you go to tote and they give you the odds the horse comes in at. So to start off with, the horse could be 100 to 1. If you went to a normal bookies and put £1 100 to 1, you'd get £101 back.
Yeah.
But tote, when the horse finishes, the horse could be 2 to 1. So you'd get £2 or £3 back. What I did is I went there and I went, this horse, wherever it was, I think it was Money Can't Buy Your Love, at like the third or fourth race, £3 each way. Each way means you give them £3, you double your stake, so you give them £6 for a £3 bet. But they can come in first, second or third. They come in first, you get £6, whatever odds they are at. They come in second or third, you get a fifth of what you normally win.
Yeah.
So what I did, so I went £3 each way on this horse, it came in third, went to collect my winnings, £6.30. I'd made 30p all day.
Ballin'. You can get like a drink with that at the race course.
Got £3.50 for a pint of warm carding. £5 for a single Pimm's and a dash of lemonade.
Tee hee hee. Yeah. Surely you worked at the race course.
I did. I say worked, I ran away and got paid for it. But no, race is good fun, if you understand it.
Nah, don't like horses. They're big and penis-y.
I got almost killed by a horse once.
Did you?
Yes, big and penis-y. Yeah. Okay.
And they're rage monsters. They get very angry very quickly. Much like you.
Yeah, I am kind of the Hulk of Newmarket.
Tell you what, I've been watching on TV. A program called Bizarre ER on BBC Three.
I'm watching, I think, the Channel 4 equivalent of that recently.
What's it called?
With Callum when he was back from university. I can't remember what the fuck it was called. Something crap. Something absolutely awful that I.
Was there something about a nail, getting a nail in someone's head? There usually is.
No, it was like disgusting parts of bodies. Like someone had got a wart like the size of his head on his leg.
No, this was like proper like ER at like Norwich University Hospital.
Yeah.
Like loads of random shit. Like I saw a woman last week who they were approaching a dock. They were coming into the dock and there was another boat behind them.
Yeah.
Like they'd just docked and the other boat was gonna hit it, so she's like, I know, I'll put my foot against the stern just to stop our boat from hitting it.
Yeah.
And you know, the stern's obviously a point, so it sliced off the back of her ankle.
Oh.
It was just hanging off. So you're sitting there, looking at her sliced off ankle hanging off. She's pissed on happy gas.
I swear. I think I've seen it once where some bloke, he was walking across like a 2 foot high, not even, maybe a foot high wall. It's like a little tiny one, like near his house. Just sort of walking along it, just sort of being immature.
Yeah.
Jumps off the edge of the wall, or slips off the edge of the wall. Took a foot drop and shatters his whole ankle. Yeah, brittle bones.
Tee hee hee.
But it's quite funny. It was like, how did you break your leg? Jumping off a 1 foot high wall. All his friends just took the piss out of him.
I also, on the same program, this guy went in there with an ear blockage because he fell asleep with his earphones on and the head cover had got stuck against his eardrum.
Oh.
So I had to get in and pull that out. And they were like, oh, what were you listening to when you were going to sleep? Metallica.
I've done that before. Yeah. I was listening to Metallica on the way out from Reading last year and fell asleep on the bus. What else was I listening to? Oh, Slipknot. When Slipknot's last album came out.
Yeah.
Number three, third album.
The Subliminal Verses.
Yeah, I listened to that a lot and I fell asleep when I was back on my old CD player.
Yeah.
Sitting listening to that. Falling asleep to it.
Did I tell you about some of the achievements in Wolverine, the game?
No, I didn't.
One of them was on the first level, where you cut through this area, and you walk across, you cut through a wooden panel, there's this open area, yes. And you walk across it, and a beam of light comes up out the ground, and you look down, there's a hatch.
Yes, yeah, I've seen that.
I was like, I didn't find the WoW achievement though, I found the cake one and the hatch one.
What's the cake one.
The cake one is when you have to move a teleporter about, and you move it through a wall, and you teleport through, and there's a cake one. It says surprise, you know, it's obviously portal.
The cake is alive.
Yeah.
I thought so. I've done that page, by the way.
Oh, well done.
I want to drop hints. Quite no. Have you drop hints?
Nothing is happening. Do one. I like cake. Bring me cake. I'm hungry again.
So am I. That's not the point.
I've only had breakfast.
It's like 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Hobbs plays Fallout 3. Hobbs, you've been playing Fallout 3.
I could read my review of Fallout 3 if you like.
No, no. They have to go to the place for that, but they can't go there yet. So make your own review. Now.
I'd give it a 9 out of 10.
No, you're still looking at the review.
I am looking at my review.
I'll hit you with the microphone stand.
Yeah, no, I bought it on release date, which is quite bad. I haven't finished it yet. I bought it on release date. Played it up to just after Tranquility Lane. Got kind of bored. Then went back to it a few months later, did a few side quests. And then I changed it to my PS3 hard drive, and I was like, right, fuck it, I'll start the game again. Playing as like a different type of bloke.
Yeah.
Or woman or whatever. And I'm playing through it again, and I've blasted through the story and a lot more side missions than I had done. Spent about 2 weeks playing it to start off with. Did like fuck all in the game. And then I played it for like 4 or 5 days last week and got through most of the storyline. I have just got into Vault so and so and so.
If you just blast through the story, it doesn't take very long.
No, it don't. I've got up to like the Gek.
Yeah.
I'm in the place looking for trying to fight super mutants. And I've run out of fucking health and stim packs and most of my ammo and all sorts. Not in a good way. I can't be able to double back all the way out.
Have you got a shotgun?
Probably.
Then you're fine.
Yeah, I've done like it's like 2 or 3 quests before the end of the game.
Yeah.
And I've done like probably half the side quests, maybe a bit less than half. I've done like you got to shoot him in the head, the superhuman gambit. The Dukov's quite a fun place to go to. You know, in Superman head, superhuman yeah. Gambit. I've done the Wasteland Survival Guide.
The only one I need to do is Strictly Business.
I've started that. Started Strictly Business. I've got, like, the woman from Tenpenny Towers.
I didn't understand how the gun worked.
You shoot them with the gun.
Yeah.
The Mesmatron. You just shoot them.
Yeah.
And then you walk up to them, talk to them, and then you get an option, go, hey, look at this lovely necklace, put it on. And then all of a sudden they just go, and then they run all the way to
the slaver camp,
Paradise Falls, which is good. I like it. I've done the one in Little Lamplight where you go rescue the kids.
Yeah,
you have to do that.
No, you don't have to.
Well, I couldn't work out any other way of getting into Little Lamplight.
Actually, yeah, I think that is. Yeah,
you have to do it. There's the Big Town one, which I haven't done.
Big Town's good.
Where you go and get from the Germantown police station.
Yeah.
Have
you done the Agatha's Song? Where you have to go into the vault and get the violin.
No, I ain't done that.
That's a good one.
Another
one I haven't done is the Nuka-Cola Challenge.
No, I haven't done that one either.
This is just so annoying, finding all the fucking bottle caps.
What do you mean all the bottle caps?
You have to find 30 Nuka-Cola bottle caps for this woman.
To give her 30 bottle caps?
No, Nuka-Cola ones.
They're specific ones.
The blue ones.
The quantum ones.
Yeah, that's the one.
Do you have to give her 30?
Yeah, bottles.
Oh, so I've been fucking using them. They're finite. There's only so many in the game.
No, exactly.
That's fucking queer. I didn't know about that. I knew there wasn't called the Nuka-Cola Challenge. I didn't know what you had to do for it. I still can't remember what other quests there are. Public of Dave doing the elections is fun.
You can't rig that, though.
I was trying to work out how to...
I've tried.
...elect yourself, but...
You can't. Dave always wins.
Yeah.
Then so I shot Dave in the head with a Magnum, but it doesn't matter.
I was like, yeah, give me some. I just went, I've got a gun pointed at you, give me your fucking key. You, I know you can go up to Fort Constantine.
Yeah.
And go see Mr. Crowley.
Mr. Crowley.
You can go see Mr. Crowley.
Yeah.
And shoot him. Take the keys from him.
Yeah.
Go into Fort, fight your way through Fort Constantine and take the super uber powerful weapon.
Yeah.
I kind of know what it is. You found the alien crash landing place?
No.
I'm trying to find it. Can't find it. It's up in the north of the map somewhere, in the middle.
Yeah.
Near the Oasis minefield.
That has the alien rifle that you get there. That's
you get the alien blaster.
Yeah.
Which apparently is a well good weapon, but there's only like 10 bullets.
The laser rifle's supposed to be really good as well.
Laser rifle.
Yeah.
I just find it annoying that the later you get on in the game, you get the Enclave come down every now and again and start trying to kill you.
That's cool, I like that.
It's just irritating. It just irritates me. So I
have you tried going up in the top right, top right hand corner, where it's like the crazy hard monsters are?
No.
There's crazy hard monsters up there. Don't go up there.
I'm like, when I first played the game, I discovered like a Yao guy.
Oh yeah, the bear. That's
fucking crazy hard to defeat. But this time I made sure, because I hated them the first time through, this time I made sure I got the Animal Lovers perk. So then they come and fight with you rather than against you. I've got all my mole. When I'm going through, I think I was going through some little place in the Enclave, started attacking me, and all these fucking mole rats, when there's a swarm of them, it's fucking hilarious. I love that game. Bloody mess perk. You have to get the bloody mess perk.
I didn't like that.
Well, it just adds extra damage
you
to
can't,
it.
No, you can't just pick it. Then you try to find the corpse to loot it, and you can't find it. So it's everywhere.
Yeah, but it's fun. Fun. What have I put in my review?
No review. You've had your review. They can read that later.
It's an amazing, deep game. Lots of things to do. It's just a little glitches and frame rate drops stop it being the best Western RPG ever. But then again, can you think of a better Western RPG?
Oblivion.
I prefer this to Oblivion.
It's got,
like Elder Scrolls 4.
Yeah.
I can't think of a better RPG than Western RPG than Fallout. But it probably is almost probably my favourite RPG of all time.
Bowser's Gate.
I do like Final Fantasy X. I have to admit, I do slate some Final Fantasy games, but I did enjoy Final Fantasy X.
Yeah, but that's not Western.
I'm talking about RPGs. I'm talking about just RPGs in general now. It's a toss up between this, Super Paper Mario, and Final Fantasy X is probably the best RPGs I've ever played. What would you say?
Probably Bowser's Gate.
Yeah.
10 as well.
10. I don't know. 10's good. 10-2 is not so good.
I know. I think I rate Lost Odyssey more than 10 now.
Never. I haven't played Lost Odyssey.
Lost Odyssey's awesome. Fallout. Probably up
Fallout,
there.
Fallout.
I finished Fallout. Didn't finish Oblivion because the disc was sucky. And I farted.
Lovely. That's what I wanted to hear.
Talk about Lost. I forgot what happened. What happened?
Oh, Faraday's back.
Oh, well, he was back. Spoiler!
Yeah, this is a spoiler if you haven't seen it. But then again, this episode is what?
Aired.
Already aired.
So you have seen it.
I love it. It was a really good episode. I really did enjoy it.
If Faraday is dead, then it's a good final performance from the actor guy that I forgot his name.
Jeremy Davies.
Yeah.
Yes, that's true. It was very enjoyable. I did like him quite a bit. But it was a very good episode. It's like, basically, he comes back and decides to... He's got to do something. And his plan is to stop the incident happening at the Swan. So his plan is to blow up...
Jughead.
To counteract the... electromagnetic force at the Swan.
Not really quite sure how it's going to work out.
No. But then basically he goes to... The Dharma won't help him, so he goes to Richard Elbert. And...
Get shot.
by his mum. Ellie.
Who knew?
Eloise Whitmore. You think about it, you probably guess, but... doesn't matter.
She's not Eloise Whitmore, though, is she?
Eloise Hawking.
Just ruined.
And I have ruined, and the big spoiler at the end is Charles Whitmore's his dad. Which means he is Penny's half-brother.
I want another Desmond episode.
Yeah. It's getting very good. I think there's only 3 episodes left. One and the finale. The next one is called Follow the Leader. Which is about...
I've read it once.
Jack and Kate trying to work out what they should do.
Sawyer and Juliet in captivity.
Sawyer and Juliet being kept in captivity by Dinsky. Goodspeed. And...
someone else. Probably Ben's
Locke,
dad.
Ben.
What?
Locke and Ben.
No, they're not keeping them captive.
Yeah, they're fighting as well. So it'll be all about who's leading.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's getting good. And then the last episode of the series is called The Incident, which is double barred, obviously.
Yeah.
That's obvious what's happening in that one, to be honest. You would be stupid not to guess that.
Yeah. I don't think they're going to do the Purge.
No, I don't think we'll get that far. What the rumours around the internet has been saying is that they'll blow up Jughead. Oh, phone ringing, Quai.
Alright, I'll take this.
You can take the call.
Hello, Jason, how's it going? What's up? Not much, you? Yeah, how did you know?
Quai's being very unprofessional. Breaking the rules of podcasting. It's very unprofessional.
Well, I feel like we.
Think I could.
When do you want me to bust over? When do you want me to bust over?
It's very unprofessional. I'm gonna have to cut this out, I think. Terrible.
You don't know. But that. I don't know. Just about.
Come on, Quai, get off the phone. Of the podcast law.
What?
Being a bad person. It's a good job we're moving to new pastures. Pastures green.
I don't know, whenever. When do you want me to come over?
New pastures green.
Yeah, I'm just at Hobbs's. Alright then. Alright. Jesus. What? 3? What? Why 3 o'clock?
Terrible.
3 o'clock?
Unprofessional. Unprofessionalism in the podcast.
Alright.
When I'm talking about Lost. How dare you? How dare you?
I'll give him a ring.
How very dare you?
Alright, I'll speak to you later.
How very dare you? Alright, I'll speak to you
later. Bye.
Ruining my podcast, Quai.
I'm improving your podcast with real-life interactions.
Real-life interactions.
I'm going to give you a review later. See, I'm going out later to play Crystal Chronicles.
Yes.
For Jason's.
Yes.
We'll probably finish it.
Yes.
And then we're good. So
we can write that in retroactive.
You're horrible.
I like dropping the hints, all right?
I think we quite understand that we've got something going now.
Something new. In the next month.
A bit.
No, it's in 1 month's time you'll have it.
Alright then.
Something new, something exciting, something thrilling.
My penis.
Lovely, really wonderful that isn't Quai's penis.
Link's been there from Lock On.
Don't do it.
Do it.
Don't do it.
Alright, are we done?
I suppose so. We got cut off short about Lost, but you obviously being Quai is in charge.
Yeah, what do you mean cut off short? Well, there's nothing more. We covered everything.
This is why we're doing into something new. Which will be revealed what? Next week?
No, don't be stupid.
Next week?
No, 2 weeks. When Lost finishes, so then we don't have to talk about Lost anymore.
Yeah. No, if the timing is right, if my dates in my head are correct, it will be finished by Sunday, which means it will be revealed on next week's podcast. Then it will happen 2 weeks after that. If I'm correct, if I'm working out my dates right in my head. So it's what, 3 weeks time for our new exciting project?
Stay penis tuned. Keep your penis in tune with the beats of the world.
So just keep following...
Followers.
...this podcast stream. For now, from themindsof.co.uk. Now click the round record button.